it up for the Lord, everybody. Amen. Praised be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God. I understand that one of my most favorite person's birthday is today. We're going to recognize her quickly and thank God for her life. Am I right, Sister Dewumi? Is that your birthday today? And stand up and let's give God praise. Put your hands together for the Lord, for his goodness and for his mercy, everybody. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I don't know how to sing very well. I could have sung happy birthday for you, but I want to testify to God's goodness that God is good. Amen. And God is good to you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I sincerely believe that by his grace you are deserving of his mercies. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you for your daughter. Even as today is her name day, Lord, you know her from the foundation of the world. Bless and keep her, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, grant her desires, the desires of her heart, and let your name be glorified in her life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. That is a hymn that I just wanted to sing. Some of you might know it. Benny, can you put it on the screen? There is no friend like lowly Jesus. Sister Christy, you're always good at raising hymns. Can you help me raise it up quick? No, Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. No one's could heal all our soul diseases. No, not one. Yes, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. No friend like him is so high and lowly. No, not one. No, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly. No, not one. Yes, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. Yes, he will guide till the day is done. Glory, yeah. Not a friend, Lord, holy Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Say, Jesus knows all about your struggles. Yes, he will guide till the day. Say, there's not a friend like the Lord, holy Jesus. Yes, no, not one. Hey, no, not one. Father, we thank you for the message of this time. There's no friend like you, Lord. You gave up heaven to come and save a sinner like me. And I thank you, Lord. You yielded your crown for people that you created. And I bless your name, Lord. And coupled with that, you are lowly, Lord. You did not exalt yourself. You humbled yourself to my level. Grant, Lord, that the message of today will bless your people in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you for the help. God bless you. Now, I want us to listen. Today's message will be taken from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5 to 6. 1 Peter 5, 5 to 6. It's going to be one of those messages that is not may not be too sweet on the flesh, but it will help. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Some of them is based from my own experience, very humbling experience, and I bless the name of the Lord. The title of the message is that the way up is down, which is doesn't make too much sense, that the way up is actually going down the other way. It's like you want to go to south and you are going east. But we are going to explain it in a way that I believe God will bless you today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 And if it pinches the flesh in any point, take it as the Lord's correction. The Lord is going to speak to me and to you in this message today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I say to me because if I have time, I give you some of my own humbling experiences. Let's read. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourself unto the elder. Everybody read with me again. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourself unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject to one another. Is people reading it? And be clothed with humility. For God resisted the proud and give grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due times. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Say it's going to pinch the flesh a little, but it's going to be a blessing for you if you hearken. Leave that scripture there while I read some of this first. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that God may exalt you in due time. I want to speak about why many of us doesn't get promotion. Not your work promotion. Yeah, it could be your work promotion. But general promotion in life in a lot of things. Why some of us meet resistance, hindrances, agony in a way such that to triumph is tough. Let me tell you what resistance, when it says in 5:5, can you put it up? For God resisted the proud. It's more like God, you want to get from point A to point B. And there's just one road for you to get to that point. And God mounted a load block. You know what is a load block? That thing that spans across the way, and two angels are standing on the side and say, you are not going to pass. That is God's resistance. That is how fearful and terrible it is. For God resisted the proud, but he will give grace to the humble. That is why at times many of us, If you're in medical line, you start to check out certain things, you say eliminate this, eliminate that. When you eliminate unforgiveness, check pride next. Many of us could forgive, but pride has been a deterrent while we are not moving anywhere, both spiritually and physically. The spiritual law of promotion is contrary to temporal or natural laws. Humility leads to obedience, and pride to rebellion. And rebellion in the Bible is equal to sin of witchcraft. When pride is there, it's equal to rebellion. It leads to rebellion, and to God is like witchcraft. Samuel started to tell Saul, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken at the voice of lambs. And he says in his word that if you rebel against God, then you are meeting resistance. And many of us doesn't know when we actually translate to this level. And that's what we're going to bring out today. Pride and ego leads to fall. As men says it in John 1:2-16. You don't really have to open it. I'm going to be going rushing through this. For all that is in the world, says God, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life is what? It's not of God, but of the world. When you walk by pride, you will not get to where you are going, because God will resist you, especially if you are a seed of God. And a lot of headaches, suffering, pain, bitterness, frustration will come from it. Humility is a modest although view of one's importance. You are important, no doubt about that, to God, to me, to everybody, yes. But your own view of your importance is low. Humility is a modest or low view of one's importance, meaning that you will learn not to be haughty, learn not to be prideful. Learn, even if you are elevated and blessed, to be humble as a servant. That you should mind not high things or be wise in your own conscience or estimation, but in honor, preferring one another. We're going to explain some of these things as we go on. When I start to meditate on this, I see that even the great things that we have in life, precious stones, gold, silver, they are not mounted on high. If you want to go them, you have to do what? Stoop down and go below. They are beneath. Blessed be the name of the Lord. A great man of God, D.L. Moody, says that the blessings and promotion of God, he used to think that it is on a shelf, that he has to reach up to get it. And then along the way, he found out that the blessings and promotion of God is on the bottom shelf, and you have to stoop down to get it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Even engineers of this world know that to raise this structure as tall as it is, or some taller than this, mountain sky, skyscrapers, for them to raise it, they first have to go below and dig deep. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is just using natural things to explain some of the spiritual things. Pride has become such a hindrance in the household of faith. And you say, well, am I walking in pride? One of the areas we're going to point out is, say, submit yourself ye to one another. Submitting to one another. Humbling yourself to one another. It's not heard of these days, seriously, in the household of faith. Each one is full of their own importance. Look at that small thing. Who are you? And he does what? Say, God will resist you. He will mount a roadblock on your way. That's why we pray, we cry out, and so many things we have, that we really, you are standing on the gate, and you can almost touch it, and it gets taken from you. Because there's pride in your heart. I will not only tell you what it is today, but I will tell you some of the ways you can cope pride in your life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. God may not humble or hear some of the prayer. If he has it, be careful if he hears and answers some of the prayers that some of us makes. Some of them is, God, teach me to be humble. Pride is a disease of the soul. God will probably not teach you to be humble. But he may humiliate you. Listen. He may not teach you or may not make you or force you to be humble, but God may humiliate you to be humble. And that is a painful process. I personally have gone through that on a few occasions of my life, and I didn't understand it. And I put it as a trial of faith. That's no trial of faith. Why is this thing delaying? Why couldn't I get across? What? And all the time, it is God resisting me. God resisting you, for he will resist the pride, but give grace to the humble. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's open James chapter 4, verse 10. James 4:10, please. Quickly, I'm going to go through this first. I want to pray at the end of this ministration. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. He said, humble yourself. You humble yourself. God, in his love for us, when we are being resisted, there is no two way about it than for you to abase yourself. There's no cutting corners. The only way out of it is for you to abase yourself. In Daniel chapter 4, verse 34 to 37, we start to talk of a man who was promoted, greatly blessed, if you look at material things as achieved, monarch of the whole world, Nebuchadnezzar. But there was pride in his life. He wouldn't give glory to God. He's a monarch that can take life or do whatever he wants. And the same thing goes with many of us. When we are put in a pedestal, we forget that we are nothing. We are coming to that. Let's just go straight to verse 37, the final end of his testimony, because I want to rush through this. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways are judgment. And those who walk in pride, he is able to do what? Abase. Bring you to nothing. Now, this man is a multi-billionaire, trillionaire. I don't know what he was worth. He has kingdoms stretching across the whole continent. But he wouldn't give glory to God. But he's a gifted man. He's used to dreams and things of the Lord. But he wouldn't give glory to God. Even when he was forewarned, like God forewarns us at times, about the sins of pride. And we shelf it off. And for that, we pay heavy price. At times, we pay heavy price in our health. At times, we pay heavy price in our material needs. At times, we pay heavy price in our children's success. At times, we pay heavy price in different ways. Because of sin of pride. Say, why would it affect my family? God looks at the whole unit. Wife and husband is not separate. They are one entity. If your wife or your husband is walking in pride, and you know it, quickly call them in love. Because when it crashes, it will be both of you, and all of you will be abased. If you know that your loved one is walking in pride and you can't call them to correction, when he bites, everybody will go to the dust, because that's what it is. He says he will abase them. The wife, children, and everybody connected to Nebuchadnezzar, do you think they were happy when he was mad for 7 years, thrown down like a dog in a place of discarded and not worth anything? Until he turned around and abased himself, and remember God and give God glory, then God restored him. Now, I want to tell you children that are here this morning, If along the line, in the ways of life, you find major hindrances in your way to progress, and you look back and know that your father and mother has warned you and tried to rein you in, and you were rebellious, you may not get to where you are going. Go back to them and offer sincere apology. That is abasing yourself. Many children, many people have come and say, why am I not getting ahead? Why is promotion from, why is this so hard? Why can't I break through? I said, go back to your parents and humble yourself. If you're a parent here and you have provoked your children to wrath, and you met resistance and got through a roadblock on your way, humble yourself to your children and apologize. God will reveal things to you. And before I go further, I want to warn. When you see a brother and sister going through something, don't rush to judgment and say God is humiliating or humbling them. You don't know. Unless you have a revelation from God, clear revelation, don't take everything as humiliation or humble God humbling them. Your duty is to pray, but be careful how you pray. But if God reveals to you that this person is being humbled for what they have done or the pride of life, then you have the duty to pray that God will open their eyes, understanding, to abase themselves so that they may be healed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are advantages and disadvantages of being humble. One of the hymns we used to sing in those days, I'm sure somebody like Papa who loves him will know. It was from a man called John Bunyan. I think he wrote the Pilgrim Progress. That hymn says, he that is down need fear no fall, and he that is low no pride. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why is it that he that is down need fear no fall? Because you already are at the level, flat level. You're not going to go anywhere. But when you are lofty and lifted, be careful because you can plummet at the speed of light. Satan knew that when he became prideful. God booted him out of heaven. 100,000 miles per second. Now he says, he that is down need fear no fall. And one of the blessings of not being prideful is that God will seal your mind to the sin of jealousy. You'll be satisfied. No matter your estate, this high or that low, you'll be thankful to God. And you'll be satisfied. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. You will not boast of what you have or don't have. You will not rub it into people's face. You will not look down on those you think you are better off than. My children are doing better than theirs. Oh, my husband have more money. It's more handsome. Or my wife or this. Those things does not count with God. We'll come to that. The sin of pride have hindered many Christian prayers, myself one of them, on several occasions, not just one. But God, when he revealed this to you, abase yourself right away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There's no shortcut. You have to humble yourself. You may have to eat the bitter stew and go and apologize and cry out to the Lord, so that he may deliver you and no more resist you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, he that is down need fear no fall, and he that is low no pride, but he will have God as his guide. That is promotion. That is means that when you walk in humility, when you humble yourself, then God will exalt you. That exaltation means that steps will be ordered by the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And even when you take a wrong step, he will guide you in love to the right way. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. How did Jesus achieve promotion. Philippians 2, chapter 2, verse 5 to 11. Philippians 2, 5, 11. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Amen. But made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Just go down to, 11. Go down straight to 11. And therefore God exalted him. Go to 10, I say, for God then exalted him above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. That is how he attained to that promotion. By doing what? Humbling himself. He was God. But he took the form of a servant. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He was a seven-star general, kind of, like we like to call him. But he became a foot soldier. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He was a king with crown, but he gave it all for me and for you. Therefore, the Spirit of God now exalted him above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Subduing the vanity of the flesh, says in honor, preferring one another. And that is the hardest part among the Christians. In honor, preferring one another. We are so full of ourselves at times that we are busting out. Does it mean to in honor, preferring one another, to yield to this other person? Not necessarily because they are right and you are wrong, but because you are giving your place out of love. Blessed be the name of the Lord. An example of this person was Abraham. He, being an elder brother to Lot, elder to Lot, who is a cousin, brother's son, had a situation, a fallout. And this story is so touching when you read it, because it's like you brought somebody, trained them, supported them, give them everything, and suddenly they are fighting with you. And Abraham did something that is unique. He called him and said, we are brethren. Let us not fight among ourselves. The land is open before us. Choose which side you want. Give him place that he didn't merit. Lot turned around. That one, I choose that way. Because that place was beautiful. That place was everything. The grass was green and fertile, waters and everything. But that was Sodom. Okay, you go. And he went the other way around. He gave place in honor, preferring one another. Doesn't matter what you are. Then a situation happened. When Lot was in that location, something happened to him. Some kings made war against them and took him captive. If it was me, if it was you, and probably they say me, don't know about you. First thing will come to my mind, I say, that boy got what he deserved. Look at him. He thought he knows it all. I am his elder. I'm better than him. I'm richer than him. I'm this, I'm that. And look at it, he rebelled against me. I said, okay, take what you want. And he took. And that place he went, he's going down. He's being punished. No. Abraham didn't do that. He armed his own children, his own servants, his own people, and went to war to recover his brother's son. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Sincerely ask yourself, who among us will do that? in honor, preferring one another. In honor, yielding to one another. Either to your wife, or to your husband, or to your children. Let God help us to learn these things, because it's a hindrance to our prayer, and that should not be in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. He that is down need fear no fall. When we learn to honor one another, it means we are submitting to God. You cannot submit to God when you cannot submit to your fellow brother or sister. You cannot reach that level unless you learn to submit to one another first. Some of the ways we can humble ourselves. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of the ways we can humble ourselves, the Bible taught us, is one, through fasting. Let's open the book of Psalm 35, verse 13. Let's be quick about this, please. Psalm 35, verse 13. Psalm 35, verse 13. 35, 13. Psalm 35, verse 1, 3. Somebody there sleeping? Okay. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. It looked like somebody else was suffering. Not David. And he put on a mourning cloth. And I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned unto my bosom. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In book of Jonah chapter 3 verse 4 to 8, Jonah 3 to 8, when Jonah went to preach to this kingdom, open Jonah 3, 4, 8, something happened. At a point, God wanted to reverse the judgment of this nation and send Jonah there. Jonah, the book of Jonah, chapter 3, verse 4 to 8. Benny, can you take over, please? And Jonah began to enter into the city a day journey, and he cried and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. He was actually happy with that judgment. It's a prophet that wanted those people to really be destroyed. Because he's bitter, he has his reasons, though his reasons wasn't God's reason. 5. Go on. Verse 5. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least. What did they do? They proclaimed a fast and humbled themselves. Go on. 6. For word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. He humbled himself. And he caused it to be proclaimed, to be published throughout in Nineveh, by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. And 8. But let the beast be covered with sackcloth and cry nightly unto God. Yea, let us turn away from our evil ways and from the violence that is in our hands. And what did God do? He turned the judgment of a whole nation because they humbled themselves. It's one of the ways you can get yourself to be humbled. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In book of Exodus chapter 8, 21 to 23, at the moment they don't know where to turn, they also declared a fast. Esther, when he doesn't know where to turn in the Bible, Queen Esther, he turned to wait on the Lord. So also did Jesus Christ. So fast is one of the ways. We don't have time today to tell you why. Because pride is the sin of the soul. How fast can root it out and help you to root it out if it's done correctly? Yeah, there are some people who will fast and come out of it prideful. Yeah, 5 fasting days. How many 4 days have you ever fasted? Become pride. Yeah, I prayed so much. I'm so knowledgeable on the word of God. Look at you. It's all this thing that hinder us. A pride that erodes the soul. That makes us to think that what we are, what we are going to do, whatever we think we are, is of ourselves, rather than by the grace of God. And give God the glory. 2, count yourself or your achievement as nothing. That's another solution. But that is hard to do. Because men want to throw out the best. You see, people tell the good things, you know, the wonderful things, how things are so wonderful. They tell it to one another. At times, with ulterior motive here to show you that I'm better than you. And at times, people don't get into jealousy and start saying, hey, look at that person, he's so blessed, and look at me. No. Be thankful if God is blessing somebody. God can also lift you up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Give God the glory for every good thing that he's doing for his children. But listen to this. He said, count yourself as nothing. In truth, I said, you are nothing. We are but a dust, the Bible says. We are but a flower of the field that you see one time and vapor. He says, you see one moment and the next is gone. So if you learn to humble yourself and know yourself that you are nothing. I want to give one example in the Bible. Paul, he used to be Saul. Now, this man is somebody that could be said he's well-connected. He has a doctorate degree. He's among the Sanhedrin, the Pharisee, and he has all these things going for him. He has dual citizens of the whole world. When they wanted to jail him at a point, reminded the jailer, say, you're going to smack or beat a Roman citizen? And the man started shaking. I said, huh? You're a Roman citizen. With a lot of money, I bought this. He said, no. You bought it with money, but I was born into it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He's also of the Jew. Let's open Philippians chapter 3, verse 48, what he said about himself. Philippians chapter 3, verse 4 to 8. What he said about himself. Philippians 3, 4 to 8. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, but he doesn't. If any other man thinketh that he hath whereof to be, that he might trust in the flesh, I more. Go to verse 5. Circumcised the 8th day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching to the law, a Pharisee. Verse 6. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church. Touching righteousness, which is in the law, he said, I am blameless. Go on. But what things were gained to me? What things were gained to me? I want everybody to say with me. But what things were gained to me? Those I counted loss for Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Your beauty, your education, your money, your high connection, your this and that. He said, I counted all but loss for the sake of Christ. That's the bottom line, brethren. But when we are puffed up, when we are full of ourselves, it brings friction even in families. It brings friction in the household of faith. It brings friction in the place of your work. And then God will put resistance, mount a roadblock against you because he loves you. If you start to say, well, I don't have any of those problems, I thank God that you don't, but be careful. Because God actually chastises the children that he loves. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So if you are going through this, be thankful to God. Because if you learn and correct your way, that is what God wants out of you. Now, you may say that, no, I've never seen any such thing in my life. And at times we chalk it to trials of faith. It's trial of faith. But we are not searching inward to see that it is pride that is creating this problem and not necessarily trial of faith. I can define differently trials of faith and when God is resisting you. It's a two different thing altogether. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 So be careful when you are dancing around with hobnails, shoes, where angels fear to tread. One of the angels traded in that path, Satan. And what happened? God cast him down. And God will not want to cast us down because he loves us. I want to also stress that God loves you so much, he's not putting you through this resistance to punish you, but to make you, to convert you, to turn you around. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. To turn you around. All God wants of his children is to repent and to humble themselves before him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, as we are about to close here, because I want to have a few minutes to pray. In closing, D.L. Moody said, and I quote, that the beginning of greatness is to be little. Say it with me. The beginning of greatness is to be little. The increase of greatness is to be less. The increase of greatness is to be less. And the perfection of greatness is to be nothing. This was a great evangelist of his time, a great man of God. To be great with God, we have to be little. And to even be greater, we have to be less. And to achieve the greatness of God's plan for our life, we have to become completely nothing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It is not so in the natural. No, it's not. Where the need to break the glass ceiling, move up the food chain, stay on top, be on top of the heap, or climb the ladder, whichever definition I want to give it. The path is littered with dishonor and pride. But that's not what God wants with us. Now, you can be poor and be proud. You can be a prayerful Christian and still be proud. You can be as Bill of Warren Buffett, a great man I like. I don't know his life history completely, but see the humility and the humbleness and the simpleness of the life he chose. So you can be poor and be proud. And many poor people are even proud, full of arrogance. They wouldn't change from their ways. And so they keep meeting resistance, resistance, resistance. And they keep moaning, why is all this thing happening to me? And you might be well educated or have everything you think and still be humble. It's an inward decision. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 Learn to wear your humility in the heart and not in the face. The cloak of pretension does not serve Christ well. Humility is not an emotion. It is not some pious feeling or attitude or public display that is only on the surface. That is not humility. Don't put on ragged clothes or drive bit of gear because you want to be humble. That's not the humility God is asking of you. It is inward. It's right inside you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When you learn to submit to one another, in honor preferring one another, then you are inching close to that. When your talent is nothing, when your education is nothing, when your beauty is nothing, you're able to abase yourself before God so that he can lift you up in due time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is an inward decision to be like Christ, who is a high king, who became a servant. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And as I said before, a seven-star general who became a full soldier. He is the possessor of heaven and earth, and yet have nothing to boast of. Brethren, let us search our heart. Time will not permit me to give my own personal testimony about humiliation. No, we find a way to justify a lot of stuff. We find a way to pin ourselves as better than others. We are really not better than anybody. It's God's grace in our life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Whatever you are, whatever you think you are, whatever you will be tomorrow, subscribe the glory to God and God alone. So that he may exalt you. If anybody here wants to pray on this issue, I would like you to step out quickly. We have only a few minutes. If you have met resistance on the road, and you may attribute it to the sin of pride, come on out. If you have taken a wrong turn along the way, and you don't know what can I do to turn around, it's an opportunity for you here. Step out. Let's pray together. And that goes for everybody here, including the children. I was told that there are some people here who need that help today. But it's up to you to decide. Remember what we have said today as we stand on our feet, everybody. Our God loves you. He wants the best for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Your resistance, the hindrances, the circumstances you are seeing can be changed to God's glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But you have to do your part. If for any reason here you don't want to come out because of this, meet me later on, let's discuss, and I'll share my own story with you. That God can give us grace to learn. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is the Lord, and there's no friend like our lowly Jesus, who knows all our struggles. Amen? Amen? And no one else like him understands us better. Father, we thank you for you traded this path for me and for everybody that is here this morning. You humbled yourself, even though you are God, you became a friend of man. Father, as times we pray that we may learn humility. And we may learn Jehovah God to abase ourselves before the mighty hand of God. Father, anybody here this morning who has met resistance and God opposed him or her, because you say that you give grace to the humble, but the proud you resist. Father, I pray that you have mercy upon us in Jesus' mighty name. That Lord Jehovah God, the little who has spoken this morning, can touch the hearts and soul of everybody concerned. And even when we have attained, Lord, let us attain to greater level. For the greatest part is when we become nothing, that we may be nothing, that you'll be all in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we thank you. Receive all the glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.